How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions, featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio. Hello and welcome to Like-Minded Friends with me, Susie Ruffle.
Me, Tom Allen. And wow, I can't believe it. We're in the middle of the summer holidays, Sus.
I know. What are you doing for the summer holiday? Have you been to any play schemes?
I've been at PGL. No, I haven't.
What's do you remember PGL?
Maybe that was just in this local area. I think it stood for Parents Get Lost. And I remember going to it once and actually really hated it.
Oh, right, yeah.
And cried a lot because the friend I was going, she was a girl, she went to another school and she had lots of friends there from her school and she didn't talk to me. And it's very sad.
That is heartbreaking.
I didn't like the packed lunch. Sorry, such a sad, why do I always lean into like the sad stories?
No. What? Who would have made your packed lunch? Your mum?
No, it was given to you, which I didn't like.
I didn't like that,
ceding that control.
And also, I'm quite funny about who makes my sandwiches.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I certainly as a child.
Yeah, oh, God, yeah. I would know how, you know, Billy Bear meat, a bit of Branston pickle.
Delicious.
Delicious. Right. So good for you.
Well, I was a big fan of St. Ival Gold. I don't know if you remember that product.
Oh, what was that?
The margarine, I think. No longer available.
Nice. Did you ever have paste?
I am aware of it. I never had it because I didn't like anything that looked
weird.
That looked weird, yeah.
Yeah.
But you, like you were a fan?
Pink gel. Pink gritty gel.
Was it the fish one?
No, I would have the beef paste, which now really does make me feel it's really disgusting.
I guess it was like a pate.
Well, it's a poor man's pate.
Okay. And isn't that where that's where all the most delicious things start off?
Yes, yes.
Oysters used to be poor people's food.
Oysters? Mm. Really?
Yeah, apparently. I mean, not for a packed lunch at school.
Yeah, but, I was going to say.
Even I didn't do that. But I think they would, because they would grow. I think that when the tide went out, there'd be all these kind of shellfish things. And then poor people would eat them because they were just there. It was a source of protein. And then rich people suddenly went, I think we like those too.
Oh,
and they became more expensive. And then rich people sort of had a status.
And you know, the king now eats beef paste sandwiches.
That's right. That's right. Couldn't. That Macron visit, they loved that beef paste sandwich. Yeah.
I used to quite often have a jam sandwich. Sometimes I would have a golden syrup sandwich for school.
Yes, I think I did have that.
And
yes, I did.
It would be so delicious because it would have sort of gone a bit hard in my, you know, the treacle formed sort of a, there would be a firmness to it.
Firmness,
and even
yeah.
maybe crusty.
Mmm, delicious.
Delicious.
Like the edge of a cake, I suppose.
Yes, yes. So unhealthy that a packet of crisps and like a Rocky, my mum would be like,
there you go.
Delicious.
A bit of sugar, a bit of salt. I mean, hey, it would have got you through the day.
I think so. So was that the only, you only went to one play scheme once?
Well, and then it was many years later that I went to another one, which I enjoyed much more. I felt much more calm, but it's the thing, isn't it? I think at the early one, I still get a shudder whenever I go past where it was. It was just up the road from
really?
Me. Oh, I didn't like going there. And I was quite, you know, tearful all the time, didn't it? Couldn't engage with anything.
Oh, do you know
sounds like my later life.
My nan would say about a child that cries a lot, oh, he cries so much he could have been born in a watermelon.
Oh, that would have been me.
Yeah.
Well, actually, it wouldn't have been, though, because when I was around your nan, I think I would have been very...
Well, you would have been so happy because you would have had, like, tea in a china cup.
I would have been very content, yeah.
On the eighth floor of a block. And she
lovely
would have some binoculars.
Oh!
Look out to the sea, but also look at that man down there. Have a look at him. Can you see what's in his bag? Nice.
But I sometimes really want to be one of
an old
the
lady.
Older ladies that I remember growing up. That when I'm around children, I try and emulate like what they like. They never talk down to you particularly, but they'd always have something like have some binoculars.
Yeah.
Or, do you know what I mean? Like those people who are good at giving you like a task or a.
Yes. Children love a task.
They do, don't they?
I remember Mum used to give me a dusting cloth and we used to put some music and dust around. I mean, I imagine I wasn't so good, but...
I bet you were great.
Oh, I feel, my like main memory of my mum for me as a child is her holding Brasso and then doing the... we had like a brass knocker.
Oh, yeah, it's got to keep your knocker.
Heads out of the gutter, please.
Yes, please.
And a brass letterbox.
Oh, yes, I bet you did.
And I really remember my mum being outside going, oh, this will never buff up.
Yeah. I do mine now.
Yes, I bet you do.
Talk to Anne about this. Oh, yeah.
Oh, talk to mum.
Mm.
She always had a Brasso in.
Oh, really?
And I can remember the smell of it.
Mm, it's quite... quite
potent.
Quite potent in the nose, isn't it? It's got that
quite, quite potent on the conch.
Yes, very much so. Very much get right up your conch, couldn't it?
That must be Cockney rhyming slang, conch for nose.
Yes, I wonder what it is. It'll be something obscure, won't it?
Something really obscure.
Something really obscure. Yes, but I was often given the job of handing out crisps at Jean and Dennis's next door.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And that would be like my thing. But then once... there was another boy who was invited and he, because normally I was the only child there and I was special. And there's another boy.
And they probably thought we should invite that other child for Tom and he would have turned up and you would have hated it.
I would have absolutely hated it. And I think that's been very much a blueprint for my life. It's very solitary.
So maudlin.
So
you
maudlin.
You just spent a weekend in Marrakesh and had a lovely time.
I've had a lovely, I don't know what it is.
J'adore le maudlin.
Yeah. I just don't know. But I did hate the other child sharing my crisp giving.
Crisp job, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Crisp jobs.
I went to a play scheme held at the YMCA.
Oh, it's fun to...
The Y.
It's fun to be at the YMCA. Yeah.
Indeed. And it was really fun, but then occasionally you'd be like, oh, is this a bit churchy?
Oh, well.
Is this a bit Jesus? Well, of course, we're the Young Men's Christian Association. So it'd be like, you know, let's go ice skating. And then there might be like someone, there was a guy called Johnny, who I think I fancied. He just had long hair. I might have wanted to be him because he could play the guitar.
When you said it was a bit, literally Jesus.
It was Jesus. And
on an ice rink.
Whether this is true or not, in my memory, it would be like we went ice skating and then came back and he'd like play the guitar and then be like, so God's cool.
Okay.
You know, and you'd be like, okay, cool.
Okay, fine.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
Can you show me how to play the guitar? Jesus.
Oh, right. How old were you at that point? Was that primary school or secondary?
Yeah, I would have been like maybe 9.
Yeah. That's quite a fun time though to go on those sort of things. Because I think beforehand I'd been too young. But yeah.
Oh, yeah. Bowling, ice skating.
Archery. Did you ever do archery?
Yeah. Do you know, I am too easily distracted. I'd start and then someone would say something and I'd think of something funny to say and just turn back.
Oh, no.
Robin Hood would never. Couldn't be him.
No. Maid Marian.
I don't think I should ever be trusted with a gun or even a paintball gun. I'm just...
Well, PJ Duncan.
Well, of course. Yeah, may I? May I?
Those were...
Halcyon days.
Those were halcyon days, but also that must have destroyed the paintballing industry when you think about it.
Well, now they have to stand on the street and get people to go, don't they?
Yeah.
You and 12 friends like to go paintballing.
Yeah, sometimes at Waterloo Station you see them in a camouflage table.
I don't have 12 friends. Are you crazy?
I'm putting my cup there.
I couldn't imagine 12 people that wouldn't find it weird if I just dropped them a text saying paintballing Saturday ? XOXOXO lol.
But some people like active fun, don't they? Was I not one of those people?
Yeah. Really? I mean, like any kind of organized fun.
But then sometimes when I go along with it, I do like it. Do you know what I mean? Like if I force myself to go like, oh, okay, paintballing on Sunday at 12. Then
and
I'll be
you
like,
find your sort of inner beast.
Yeah, then I'll be like, okay, I guess. Well, I mean, I'd always try and get out of it.
Of course.
Of course.
But... of course. Do you want to talk about the YSL Gardens in Marrakesh?
I would love to talk about the YSL Gardens in Marrakesh, the Majorelle Gardens, as they actually called.
What was Yves Saint Laurent doing in Marrakesh? Do we know?
I don't know what initially made him go over there. I wonder, I don't want to speak for him, I wonder if it was because I think Morocco was quite a sort of gay place. Like a lot of gays went there in the 60s and 70s.
Oh my God, Yves Saint Laurent, fashion designer, gay. Gosh, always a surprise.
Well, I'm assuming yes. He had some close friends he liked to
sure.
Hang out with.
Dear
I
friends.
Might be wrong about yes. Well, yes, dear friends who helped him redecorate his garden. Just a few of the lads. Look, paintball my house.
Sure.
Paintballing may well have been a euphemism for them. I don't know.
Sure.
But we can't tell because I didn't see that, but I did very much enjoy it. It was beautiful. Lots of cacti, some lovely exhibitions. And then, do you know what as well there was, Suze?
Go on, tell me.
A brilliant gift shop. Oh
yes, please. Did he have a house there?
He had a house there. And so he bought this garden that Majorelle had designed in the late 19th, early 20th century. Then it fell into disrepair because he couldn't afford to keep it up. And then YSL bought it in the 70s, I think.
Right.
And then they spent a lot of money redoing it up and doing the sort of beautiful blues and yellows and... maybe a bit of sort of pinky red as well.
Did you go in the house or is that not open to the public?
Apparently the house is sometimes open. It was not open when we were there.
That's disappointing because I would really love a nose around in the house.
Yeah, I would have liked that too. But yeah, but it was super hot.
The gift shop, talk me through.
Lovely gift shop. So first bit is books and I'm like, oh, I don't want a book. But then I saw some nice posters, some funky postcards, which Eve used to design a different one every year. Then you go through to the main gift shop. There you can buy scarves. You can buy tea. You can buy teapots.
Yes.
You can buy...
a pocket square?
You know what? Disappointingly, there weren't as many male things as I might have liked.
Oh, I feel like they're missing a trick there, no?
Yes, I would have said the same.
I imagine a few like-minded friends would come through there.
I imagine a few of our like-minded friends may well have visited this place.
Come through,
they could have said, and people would. And then it was, I'm trying to think what else there was there. There was, you know, some fancier stuff like bags, a lot of bags, a lot of scarves, tea. Then there's sort of a room that just had a fountain in it. They love fountains in America.
Yeah, I love it.
And then we went to the museum afterwards, and that was fabulous because Hamish Bowles, who I'm a big fan of, friend of Anna Wintour,
I don't know Hamish Bowles. Who is he? Is he a designer?
Hamish Bowles, Bowles. He is a, I suppose, essentially a journalist who has talked about the world of, he's been in, I think he edited the world of interiors for a long time. You would like him, Suze.
Have you met him?
No.
One day.
And I saw him when we did the BAFTA red carpet because he was there, but he didn't talk to us.
That's disappointing. Did you not feel like you could go over and say, I'm a huge fan?
Well, you know what? I wish I had. I always regret that. Although, shout out to two people who came up to us in a restaurant who were like-minded friends.
No.
And I think it was Rebecca and Flo were their names. And forgive me if I've got that wrong, just a shout out to them. Thank you for saying hello. And they came over and said, we don't want this to be like Rufus Wainwright all over again.
Yes.
Lovely memory.
I met a few like-minded friends at Brighton Pride.
Well, Susie, enough of this Marrakesh, Morocco talk. Please tell me about Brighton Pride.
It was a lot of fun. It was great. I went to see, had a family thing in the daytime. My cousin Nick from Australia.
Oh, yeah.
Was here for one day because her husband's in Paris for work. Sure.
Oh, what a treat.
What a treat. You came up in conversation. Loved you. Oh. Adored you.
Oh,
he's just so funny and so charming.
Come back.
And then we got back in time to go and see Mariah. It was great.
So did you enjoy Mariah?
I thought she was great.
Not to be confused with Mariara, a place in Spain.
No, very different to that place. Mm-hmm. She was really great. Saw friends of the pod, you know, Darren.
Oh, lovely.
Saw Mark. Yes. Saw Lee.
Oh, wow. The whole gang was there.
Alan Carr. Lee Pert. It's a lovely
Lee Pert was there.
Lovely people.
Oh, great.
Mariah was brilliant. We went and had a boogie. It was great. It was Alice and I and our friend Fabian, which was very nice. And I did a... I wanted to do a hello, I love what you do. And it's obviously, Mariah. I didn't want to. No, I couldn't get near enough. She shut down the backstage.
Hello,
which is,
I love what.
Yeah. I love what you're about. I don't want to Rufus Wainwright this. No, I tell you who was there, Kat Burns. Are you across Kat Burns? I absolutely love her. I love her. I think she's so brilliant.
Yes,
I do. So fantastic.
I love Kat Burns' work, yes.
And Alan Carr introduced me to her.
Oh, how lovely.
How lovely. Thank you, Al. We were having a fun chit-chat. And then I had to say, Kat, before I go, I just need to say, I'm a huge fan. I love your music. She was very gracious, very lovely.
Oh, I bet she was. I bet she was.
And then I was very aware that I didn't want to... They were then having a chat. She knows Alan. They've worked together. So then I was aware that I didn't want to... I didn't want to seem too keen. So then I removed myself from the scenario. And you then... We were at the bar at the same time and I said, please let me get you a drink. And then to Kat Burns. And then Alice turned around to me and said, it's a free bar. And then we all laughed. And I said, but then please let me get you a drink.
Everybody wants a drink.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
This round's on me. Nice. She was lovely. Really, really nice. And yeah, really charming and lovely. Very pleased to have met her. Very pleased to have met her.
Was she there to see Mariah?
I assume so, yeah.
Isn't that lovely? Yeah. Musicians, sporting musicians.
Yeah. She has flawless skin. I'll say that as well. Really beautiful.
Kat Burns.
Yeah.
Oh, does she?
Flawless skin, really stunning. Just, and yeah. You know, one of those people that just like, she was, Alice and I said this afterwards, she was effervescent.
Oh, was she now?
Yeah.
Really effortlessly glamorous, I bet.
Yeah. In like a jumper and jeans, but just looked chic.
Oh, I bet.
You know?
I bet.
That's the thing.
I'm going to see. Hang on, I'm just Kat.
I think you'd know her, don't you? You'd like her music for sure.
I think that I have been introduced to her music.
I'm going to send you a playlist, and you're going to love it, whether you like it or not.
I feel like Brie may have got me to listen to.
Oh, I think I think Brie and I would have a conversation about Kat Burns. We haven't, but I think we could.
Oh, how lovely!
It was really lovely.
And a lovely person. That's
a lovely person. A lovely person. Fantastic music. What a treat to meet her.
Did Mariah do All I Want for Christmas Is You?
No.
Oh, that's disappointing. Isn't that her main song?
No, she has so many.
Yes, I'm told this repeatedly by Alfie.
Of course. You know where we're not?
Where?
The Edinburgh Festival.
Oh, and let me tell you, every moment I'm not there, I know this is not us dissing the city of Edinburgh, which we
adore.
I think it's fair to say we do both love.
And also, some people love the Edinburgh Festival. I would just say, for two anxious Annies like ourselves,
oh my goodness,
not the place
at all. The Edinburgh Festival, which of course Susie and I did for many years,
to
many
some acclaim, to literally tens of people.
Almost no acclaim and and a series of nightmarish times.
Yeah.
Sometimes, I think a lot of the anxiety dreams I have are rooted in that time I had there.
Probably.
There were, of course, wonderful moments, which of course...
Of course. Oh, and listen, we both had some great years there towards the end. Mm. I would say the first years there, we did some real character building.
We did some character building. That's
the characters were built.
Built.
They were jacked. They were...
We 100% did jack up those characters, but we... I don't miss it. I'll say that.
No. I did see on the news yesterday that some venues had to cancel because of a storm.
Oh, and did you think what I thought?
If I was there, I would have been absolutely over the moon.
Absolutely thrilled.
Oh my God, I don't have to worry about tickets today.
Yes. Oh, those stresses. Because of course, I think as well, the thing with Edinburgh is when you're there doing the show, they're doing the show and you see lovely people in the audience and it's all great, but it's all the stuff around it, i.e., and I don't know if any of our anxious Annies out there can relate to this. It's the build up. It's the stuff leading up to it. It's the stuff around it. It's the stuff that's going on in our head as a result of that. That was always an ish I found.
Yeah, totally. Totally. I would think to myself, I'd love to have an illness, just a small illness, or be hit by a car, but not a lot of damage. You know, like, I don't want to be, just a broken leg or something.
Just something, just
maybe
something
having those pins in my leg. That would be preferable.
People do that a lot, don't they? Yeah.
That would be preferable to having to finish this run.
Yeah, yeah, that would be the case. I think, because where are we in the month now? We're quite early on in the month. Mm. So, but by this point, I would be feeling, I'm done now.
Mm.
And I'd have another
16 shows.
Which would feel like a lot.
Yeah, maybe even more. But listen, if anyone's listening and they're at the Fringe, I hope you're having an amazing time.
I'm sure you will be able to curate a wonderful experience.
Yes, you simply must.
What I would try and do, which I think maybe both of us did, Suze, was like try and find things to do away from the festival to try and sort of guard, which has been very much a defense mechanism I've used in the past.
Yes, running away.
Running away, exactly, and barely acknowledging the thing that I'm going through. And then that would make it worse because then slamming into the middle of it.
Of course.
Whereas people who seem to enjoy it a lot more were like throwing themselves into it, going to see loads of shows.
Yeah.
Whereas all I really wanted to do was sort of walk up Arthur's Seat.
Yeah, I remember going to the cinema to see maybe Finding Nemo.
Oh, what a lovely idea.
And sobbing so much that everyone around me knew it wasn't about the fish. You know, I think the signs were there. People were like, this woman is not well. Just sobbing by myself watching Finding Nemo.
Oh, Susie.
Listen, Tom, I lived.
But
I lived.
That was when we were there.
We were there together. Yeah.
But was that the year?
No, I don't know. I think that was another year.
It's another year. I remember going to see Coco Chanel, the Coco Chanel film.
Oh, yeah. Who played Coco Chanel in that? Is it Natalie Portman?
Let's say yes.
Sure.
It was a long time. I mean, there's a lot going on for me.
What's a portmanteau?
It's when, it's like the end of Natalie Portman's foot.
Oh, right.
Oh, there you go. There's the holiday coming out. See, I'm rested.
He's rested.
It's the end of a portmanteau.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
You're looking, you've got a nice bit of colour, haven't you?
Well, it's very hot there. You have to be careful.
I hope you were putting a lot of cream on your head.
I was using protection.
Yeah,
and you must. You must use the protection. And I was creaming up, big time.
Creaming up, popping a hat on.
Popping a hat on as well, yeah. Mm-hmm. But the heat, some days, was so intense.
Yeah.
Oh, but Suze, we had such a lovely courgette. I can't believe I've waited this long to tell you.
What, it's taken till 23 minutes to bring this up?
And I know you've got to go to the chiropractor, which does feel like it's a euphemism we use every week.
But I just see the chiropractor after we record every week.
But it doesn't sound like that's real.
What do you think I'm going to?
We don't know, but it might just be your like little get out of jail card that you
go. Oh, well, like, Tom, I must go. I'm going to the chiropractor, like I'm washing my hair.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly like that. I've got to run. I've got the chiropractor in 10 minutes. I'm just speaking for the listener. I don't know.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No. I think it's a nice, it's not a bad thing.
I've never met a chiropractor. It's true.
She's got literally nothing wrong with her back.
Oh, never a problem.
She walks like a ballet dancer.
I'm Bendy Wendy.
Yeah, Bendy Wendy. no, I just like it as a, it sounds like a euphemism you're using, but I know it's not, but it sounds
no,
like
No, it's okay. And I'm going to send you a picture of me and Jack later.
Please.
While he cracks me.
Oh, wow. Jack, crack is whack.
Tell me about this courgette before I've got to fuck off.
Well, it was actually in the YSL garden inside, not the one outside, inside the garden. There's a cafe. It's a courtyard. There's a fountain. You go there. Alfie ordered these two courgettes, sliced in half, grilled.
Oh, yeah.
Covered in some sort of spice olive oil mix.
Nice.
With a burrata on top and a few herbs. It was one of the nicest lunches I've ever had. I thought with the green salad, this would be a perfect midsummer lunch for a vegetarian. Well, and we had it too, and we're meat eaters. So anyway.
Did the courgette lose its structural integrity down the middle?
Well, that's what I was worried about, but because it had been grilled, I didn't mind.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
That's the only thing with courgette. I think it goes to water.
Well, Well, it is a bit like that, isn't it? But this one was
humans
nice.
Humans are like 45% water, aren't we? Or 90%? What are we? We're something percent water.
The way people go on about it, it's almost like we're like 98% water, but I don't think that's true. Those people who carry around those like massive bottles of water. Not me.
So
just a single espresso first thing in the morning.
The human body is 55% to 78% water.
Wow.
Courgette's gotta be.
It's gotta be the same.
97%.
Do you think?
Yeah, 97% in a rim. Not a rim, a skin. You know what I mean? The ridge.
Have you looked? Well, are you looking that up, or shall I look up?
I've done it.
Oh, what's the courgette then?
Oh no, that's me surmising.
Oh well, let's look it up. We can't leave the listener not knowing that.
Oh gosh, no.
And I can't keep you any. I'm sorry. This can't be kept any. Can't keep you waiting. Can't keep Jack. Courgette water, water content. Let's look it up. What do you think it is?
I said like 97% water.
Suze, you're a genius. It's 95%.
See, I told you.
Also known as zucchini, are rich in water with a water content of approximately 95%.
Yeah, that's
low calorie density. Makes them hydrating food. There you go.
Right. You go and hydrate. I need to go and get cracked.
She's got to go to the chiropractor, everybody. I can't come out tonight.
I'm at the chiropractor. Tom's got to wash his hair.
I've got to wash my hair. We can't. We'd love to be there. Well, Suze, lovely to catch up with you, of course. Well
yes,
done on
thank
Pride
you.
And everything.
Next time we record, I'll have been on my holiday, so I'll be able to tell you about Lake Garda.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about, Gate Larda.
Gate Larda.
Well, that's going to be brilliant. Well, Suze, bring us back lots of stories, please.
Will do, will do. I do have people staying in my house while I'm gone, so no one robbed me.
Yeah, okay. Don't rob her. Thank you. And they've got a very fierce dog.
Big, fierce dog. And my brother's not fierce, but he is quite big, isn't he? Very tall.
Tall,
my brother.
Yeah.
Okay, right. If I don't see you through the window.
I'll see you through the week.
Okay, bye.
Bye, 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 bye.
How do you know if you're worrying too much? How can you mend a broken heart? Does peaking at school ruin you for life? I'm Susie Ruffle, a stand-up comedian and someone who has always experienced anxiety. And I've written a book, Am I Having Fun Now? Considering some of life's big questions. Featuring bonus insights from the likes of Charlene Douglas, Sarah Pascoe, Elizabeth Day and Dolly Alderton. Am I Having Fun Now? Is out now in hardback, ebook and audio.